Thank you for the warm welcome, you guys. Thank you. Our lead pastor, Chris, is out of town for this weekend. He will be back next week. We have, as Shay said, been in a sermon series entitled Grounded, and we've gotten to hear from quite a number of different great speakers over the course of the series. I am excited to get to continue on the foundation that they built. So would you join with me in prayer as we begin this morning? Jesus, thank you so much for this opportunity to gather in your presence. Lord, we want all that you have for us this morning. We open wide our hearts to you, to your word. Speak and do what you're desiring in each of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So we've been in this sermon series entitled Grounded, and in this series we've been seeking to deepen our engagement with Scripture, our understanding of Scripture, and over the course of this series, we've had a few folks come in and share at times some tools that we could use to actually go deeper with Scripture ourselves at home. And so this morning, I'm excited to share with you another tool that you can add to your toolbox, something that I hope will be helpful and just very practical and easy to use for you to engage with Scripture and get more out of it yourself. And it's a practice that I have personally found really powerful. Okay, so this practice is called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina. Now, for some of you, those words mean nothing. It's totally unfamiliar. They're not even words in English. For others of you, this is a practice that might be very familiar. Maybe you already regularly use this as part of your kind of way of engaging with Scripture. If so, that's great. No matter where you're at on that spectrum, I want to encourage you this morning to be excited to dive in, because we're going to not only talk about Lectio Divina this morning, we're going to actually get an opportunity to practice it and engage in it together. And so I really expect that, you know, the Word of God is living, God is real and present in our midst, and I'm expecting this is going to be a really rich time for us to personally engage with Scripture. Amen? Amen? Amen. Yes. All right. Nothing like banking on the actual Word of God and God showing up, right? Yes. So, all right. So a little bit about Lectio before we actually dive in. So Lectio Divina is Latin for divine reading, okay? And it's a practice that was first established by St. Benedict back in the 6th century, okay? So it's been around for hundreds of years, over 1,000 years. And when you get a practice like this that has persisted for that long across time, across culture, across different kind of traditions, you really kind of perk up and think, gosh, they're must be something to this. It'd be great to learn what it's all about. The other thing that it really has going for it is simple. It is a very easy practice to really engage in on your own. And it provides a way for us to slow down as we meet God in Scripture. I think it provides a great way to kind of counteract the hustle, bustle, go, go kind of spirit that's in New York. And really slow down in our engagement with Scripture, and it kind of requires this of us because the structure that it offers requires us to read a passage several times, and each time ask some different questions, and out of that, a richness emerges. Now, I once heard a good friend of mine speak about this topic to her congregation. She's also a pastor. And when she was talking to her congregation about Lectio Divina, she said, if you regularly engage in this practice, it will change your life. And when I heard her say that, I thought, wow, that's a bold claim. That's a big claim. Is that really true? I had heard about Lectio Divina. I wasn't familiar with it, but I hadn't been engaging in it, you know, in a very regular way at that point. And it intrigued me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to actually give it a try. This is someone I respect. I want to see what happens, you know. So I did. I set aside a bit of time, and I decided to kind of go for it for a bit. And what would you know? It was true. I actually met her sometime later and said, you were right. You know, it does change your life. You know, it's changed me. And so it's really a powerful way of entering into Scripture and combining it with prayer to allow the truth of Scripture to kind of leap off the page, penetrate our hearts, and really not only inform us, but form us and shape us. Now, I want to actually walk you through it and share with you what it looks like to go through Lectio Divina. And the way that I want to do that this morning is first just with an example, okay? Because I think that instead of just describing it, giving you an example, hopefully you can kind of get a little taste of what it's really like going through it. And the scripture that I picked for this is Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2, okay? The most famous psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Okay, why did I pick this psalm? I did it on purpose because I wanted to kind of demonstrate that you could take a scripture that is even maybe one of the most familiar scriptures for many of us. It might be something that, you know, you have it on a bookmark or you're very familiar with it, and yet such richness can emerge and even surprise us from even a passage that for some of us might be quite familiar. All right, so I picked it on purpose. Now, what does it say? Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2 says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Now, most of us, I think if we read a passage like this in scripture, we'd say, that's nice, very comforting. I feel a little comforted. Great, I move on. Right? How many of you, that's what you would do? I mean, I think that's what I do, right? If you're reading, you say, okay, I understand it. It feels comforting. I keep going. But when we do Lectio Divina with these verses, we're going to slow down a bit. Our first step is just to quiet our hearts and minds to enter into a prayerful space, okay? And so you're going to quiet yourself. Now, it is totally fine if you try to do this and you still feel a little antsy, a little distracted. That's very normal, okay? But you can just pray a simple one-sentence prayer, like, God, I am coming before you now, and I'm turning my eyes to you to receive from you out of your word. Just center yourself. And then you want to read the passage slowly. You can do it out loud or silently in your heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside quiet waters. And then you ask the question, what do I notice? What words or phrases stand out to me? Okay, you're not analyzing the passage yet. You're just saying, what jumps out of me that's literally just written on this page? So I actually did this with this passage this week, and here's what I noticed, just as an example. I noticed that the scripture says, I lack nothing. Not, I will lack nothing. I think I tend to read this passage and think, oh, okay, God will provide, and so in the future I'll lack nothing. But it's just present tense. I lack nothing. The second thing I noticed is it says, the Lord makes me lie down. I think I read this passage and I tend to think, oh, I could use rest. I'm so glad God makes a way for me to rest. But the passage actually says, the Lord makes me lie down. That word makes stood out to me, kind of intrigued me. So as I'm giving you these, just these simple examples, I hope it's kind of emerging, you know, how if we slow down and take the time to notice what's in the scripture and to name what we see, often we'll find that we see a lot more than we otherwise would have if we just read the passage, tried to understand it, moved on. We're trained that way when it comes to any kind of writing, right? When you read a book, you read a novel, you read nonfiction, you read a news article, we're all trained, we have the habit of reading it for comprehension. We read it, the question is, do I understand it? If the answer is yes, we move on. With scripture, comprehension is the foundation. It's just the first step. But there's so much more that we're after with scripture. Okay, so even with Lectio here, we're only on the first step, but it goes beyond basic comprehension. Okay, our goal here is in cooperation with God to pause and to notice what stands out to us that's just factually written in this passage. The analogy that comes to mind to me is like if you were in a car and you drove by a beautiful garden, you might look out the window and say, wow, that was really lovely. There were some beautiful flowers there. But it's nothing compared to if you stop and you stand in the garden and look around. You see so much more beauty emerges. There are lots of things that you might have otherwise missed that you can notice. I think you'll find that if you do this with Scripture, that things will surprise you, even out of a passage that could feel familiar. You can read a Scripture 10 times, 100 times, the same passage, and if you do that, different things will come out and jump out and strike your heart each time, because you're in a different place, and Scripture is alive and active. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, the Bible actually says about itself, for the word of God is alive and active. So as you do Lectio or as you do any other kind of engagement with Scripture, I think it can really surprise you if you'll take the time to kind of get past the feeling of assumption that you know what it already is saying and actually just sit with it, give it a moment to breathe. Notice what's going on in it. All right, so again, the first step of Lectio is simply quieting yourself, reading the passage, and seeing what you notice. So I noticed in this scripture that it's saying, I lack nothing, present tense. And that it says, God makes me lie down. When you feel like you're done with this first step of noticing, then you move on to the second step in Lectio. The second step is to read the passage again, a second time, and this time you ask, what does this passage mean for me? And you open your heart, you see what thoughts, what feelings are coming up, what might God be speaking to me personally out of this passage. Okay, so we read it again. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. And then you pause and ask that question. What does this speak to me personally? And maybe in that space you sense, just again as an example, like a truth kind of bubbling up. Like, I lack nothing. And I realize, I don't usually think that way. I feel like I lack in myself, I feel like I lack in my circumstances. This is saying, I lack nothing now. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Or maybe I continue to process, and I ponder about that word makes. He makes me lie down, and I wonder, I sense in my soul, God, I've been wrestling with you over rest. You've been wanting me to rest, and I've been like, I don't know if I can rest. There's so much I got to do. Why is it hard for me to enter your rest? Why do I wrestle with you about that? Maybe that leads to a whole conversation with God. And I sense in my soul the longing, I need your rest. I do want to enter your rest. So much kind of begins to come up. You can talk with God. You can take your time. And then when you feel ready, you can move on to the third step of Lectio. Okay. The third step is to read the passage again, slowly. And this time you ask the question, what is God inviting me into? And what is my response to him in prayer? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. What is God inviting me into? What's my response in prayer? So again, as an example, if I'm doing this, maybe a prayer emerges in my heart. God, I hear you saying, you're telling me, you're planting in my heart that I lack nothing. God, I'm sorry for those times that I doubt, which I often do. I feel like I lack. But Lord, today I am hanging on to your truth that I lack nothing. I believe that in this moment, but Lord, it's so fleeting sometimes. I pray that you would help me to hang on to that through my day. To believe this through my day. And this morning, as I enter into my day, I want to go into it with this conviction that I lack nothing. That as I go through my day, this would be my belief, this would be my attitude, that I lack nothing. Help me, Lord, to stand in this. Thank you for your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right? I mean, do you guys sense the power that's in this, right? I mean, I'm just giving you an example of literally like what I was going through earlier this week. And this is a pretty familiar passage, something we'd often read, just move on. But when you take the time to enter into it, to digest it, and to respond to it, this process really just forces us to kind of slow down and give each step its due time, to allow God to interact with us and bring his life, speak his truth powerfully to us out of his word, allow it to be applied to our lives. And it really merges the study of scripture and prayer together. Okay. And so we go through these steps, and when you feel done with the third step, you move on to the last step, which is simply to read the passage one more time, and this time there's nothing you need to do. You just rest. Just let yourself be in the presence of God who loves you. Enjoy his loving presence, his reality. For a moment, for a few minutes, whatever you'd like. And then when you're done, you can say, God, thank you. Amen. All right. And you're done. That's it. That's Lectio. That's what we're about to do this morning. All right? I picked another passage for us to actually give this a try. I am going to just share a little bit more, and then we'll give it a try. Okay, and the passage I picked is from John chapter 15. Okay, now, if we were doing this at home, because I hope that you will give this a try at home, you see how simple it is. It's not complicated. It doesn't take long, but it's very powerful. Among many spiritual practices that I've learned about, that I've tried, that each have their own beauty and power, I would say this is one that has a significant bang for the buck, so to speak. You really can invest like 15 minutes and come away in a different place than when you started. Okay. So I would suggest, if you were doing this at home, take 15, 20 minutes, set it aside to enter in. Now, some of you here, if you're here and you're thinking, you know, I don't usually typically engage with scripture. I might have 15 minutes here or there occasionally. I don't really have that regularly. I got like 2 minutes. What I have to say to you is, fantastic. Take those 2 minutes. Take those 2 minutes, invest it in scripture. If you have 1 minute, if you have 2 minutes, whatever it is, just take it, break the ice. I believe scripture is addictive. If you give it just those 2 minutes, just break the ice with some regularity, you will grow an appetite for more. I believe it, that you will find that you'll desire more, you'll hunger for more, but it just takes beginning. So whatever that beginning is for you, don't let the amount of time intimidate you, just give it that beginning. All right, scripture is incredibly addictive in the best possible way. Okay, so just start, okay? All right, but if you're able, if you can give it like 15 minutes for this kind of exercise, that's great. And then you wanna pick a passage. Now, you might have a devotional guide or some kind of a Bible app that gives you a passage of the day. If so, that's great. You might be reading your way through a particular book of the Bible. If so, that's great. You can take a paragraph, you can take a part of that passage. You really can do Lectio with any passage of scripture. However, what I would recommend and what I would say is that one requirement is that you just have a basic level of understanding of what the passage is saying. Okay? So you want to do Lectio with a passage where you have just a basic level of understanding. So please don't pick a passage from, let's say, Revelation or an Old Testament book of the Bible that you have never studied and that confuses the heck out of you. You know, if you're in that kind of place, go back and listen to Megan's sermon from the last weekend in September and do inductive study. Go on that treasure hunt, break out your commentary, look at the footnotes, understand it in its context and how to apply it, right? That's what you want to do if you're in that kind of space, okay? With Lectio, you want a passage where you have just a basic understanding. Now, I am not talking about you have to have a scholarly understanding and researched it. I'm just saying you read the passage and you would say, yeah, okay, I think I understand what it means. If you have that kind of starting point, then you can do Lectio. Now, I would say if you're newer to this practice or to scripture in general, perhaps you could start with the Gospels or the Book of Acts. And today we are gonna take a passage and do this together from a Gospel passage from John 15. I'm just gonna give a little context and then we'll actually dive in, okay? So John 15, at this point in the Gospel of John, Jesus has just had his last meal with his disciples, and he knows that he's about to be crucified, and so he's taking this opportunity to give some final instructions, some final reminders. And he uses imagery that would have been really familiar to the people of his day, talking about vines and their care and pruning. And in his language, the word pruning can also mean cleansing, so you'll see he uses both of those words. And all of this would have made perfect sense to the people he was speaking to. And as we approach this passage, I just want to also note what we've talked about throughout this sermon series, which is that there are some overarching core themes and ideas that run throughout Scripture that we always want to keep in mind with any passage that we come to, including this one today. Okay, so we remember things like what Donald told us last week, that God is the one who has created covenant relationship with us, not based on what we've done, but based on what he's done. Okay, and so we have those kind of baseline pieces. With all of that kind of tucked under our belt, we come to this passage. So what I want to do now is actually do Lectio with John 15, verses 1 through 4. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the passage, and then I want to give just a minute or two for you to reflect and go through that first step. You guys all should have a handout that you received with your bulletin this morning. You'll see that there's actually the passage on the handout. There's space. If you have a pen, you can feel free to write. You don't have to do that. You also can just do it in your heart or your mind, whatever works for you, all right? And so I'm going to read it. I'm going to give a little bit of instruction, opportunity to just respond for a minute or two. And then we're actually going to get a chance to circle up with our neighbors and just share for just a short period of time a little bit of what's come up for us. Okay? And then we're going to do that again with the second step, and I'll guide us through the rest of the way. Okay? All right? Sounds like a plan? Yes? Yes? Good. All right. Okay, so without any further ado, let's enter in. Let's start with just that centering and focus. Jesus, thank you for your word. We open our hearts to you. We want to receive from you, from your word this morning. John 15, 1 through 4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So take just a minute or two to see what you notice in this passage. What stands out to you? What words or phrases jump out to you? All right, so I want to now recenter us again, okay? We're going to read the passage again, and this time we're going to ask the new question, you know, what does this mean for me, right? What does this mean personally? I'm going to give us just a minute or two to reflect again on our own, and then we can share in our groups again. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Just take a minute or two. What thoughts or feelings come up for you? What might God be speaking to you personally out of this passage? Sorry to, again, interrupt your conversations. Unfortunately, we have limited time this morning, also. I'm sure there's so much more that people, it would be great to be able to share and also know one another better. But remember, there's also the family meal, so you can continue these conversations. So what I want to do now is just bring us back together and center us again into a prayerful space again. We're going to read the scripture again, right? And this time I'm going to give just a little bit of time for you to pray in your hearts what your response to God would be, okay? And just because of limited time for this one, we're going to just pray on our own and in our hearts to God. Okay? I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And then we ask the question, what is God inviting me into? And what's my response to God in prayer? And then we read the passage one final time. And after this reading, there's nothing you need to do. You can just be with God. Enjoy his loving presence. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Jesus, we thank you for your word in this time. Amen. Amen. And that is it. That is Lectio Divina. Well, as we wrap up, I want to invite you. You can, you know, reconfigure your chairs slightly again if you'd like. I want to invite the worship team up. And I just want to say just a couple last things, which are that, one, see, I hope that this has given you a taste of what really going through this exercise with Scripture can be like. And I hope that you'll add it to your toolbox and pull it out and use it as a way to engage Scripture. And that perhaps even this week you could set aside time and make a commitment to really dive into God's Word and allow Him to speak to you out of it. You have in your hand the handout, which you can take home. In addition, this resource is available on our church's website. So if you go to our church's website, there's resources is listed in the top. If you click on that, you'll see both Bible study and prayer, and the resources available under both of those, because it kind of is both. Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do now is just invite you all, if you would stand with me. Love to close in prayer and then enter into a time of response and worship.